So welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, the host and also the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We put on a conference every year in Seattle, Washington. We just had our 28th conference and we were so lucky to have it in February before everything closed up.
Yeah.
And what a relief, you know, and it was so great to be in person because what we do, we don't do online things. We do things in person because that connection is, you know, that is so impactful of people making changes in their lives and being together and supporting and witnessing everyone on their journeys and their dreams. So today I am interviewing Julie Blue. Julie is a singer, composer, pianist, mother, transformational voice coach, and maker of magical musical moments. And Julie, she actually sang once at Woman of Wisdom many years ago.
I can't even remember
what year that was. And it's great to have you on the show today, Julie. I know you are getting people together to have song circles during this time. So let's talk about that and what that does for people. You know, I'm sure it's very helpful for them dealing with this being alone, being staying at home, to sing.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know what, Chris? I just wanted to weave back into that memory of coming down to Seattle to sing. It was to open for Marianne Williamson.
Oh, okay.
That was what was going on, and it was a great time. Lots of people, really high energy, and the first time I got to meet Marianne and meet you. So,
I can't remember who opens for whom unless I go back and look at all the records. But I'm glad you remember. Of course, you remember, and that was great to have Marianne Williamson at our
so great
of ours. Yes.
Well, like you, Chris, when I think about singing with people, I think about gathering people in person to breathe the same air and make a sound where we listen to each other and we blend and we harmonize. And, you know, that's what I think about. So over the course of many years, I've led big choirs. And in recent years, I started something called Radiant Heart Song Circle, which is really focused on gathering women to not just sing and chant and all the benefits of that, but to really master and empower our voices. I really got that call that I was to assist and help as many women as possible liberate our voices. And I find that through singing and chanting, it's such a direct route to access anything that's in the way, that inner critic that wants to shut you down. And I've really developed, because I've been doing this for so long, the technology to work through that material and to literally come out singing. And when you can do that, I've seen so many women rise up in asking for that raise, in putting out that book, in doing that TED Talk, and just feeling supported for who they are. And music and chanting and singing is my means of creating this.
Yeah, so it's, and you talked about mastering, but I'm not hearing you say like everybody's going to be perfect. It's more mastering our voice. What's our voice? How can we get our voice out there?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect and you don't have to be a singer, you know?
Well, a couple things. One is, you know, I use that example a lot about how perfection is overrated. You know, even when you think about the great singers that really move you, it's not because they have perfect tone. It's because there's something real about them and something authentic. A singer, a speaker, an actress, a storyteller, you know, a teacher, a leader, there's something real about them that reaches out to you and says, you have permission to be who you are. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's, you know, even when I look at selling and people that I want to buy things from, it's not because they're trying to overrun me with their perfection. It's because they're showing me their vulnerability and I feel like I can trust them.
Yes, that's so true. It reminds me, the other day, my husband and I were watching this, a show on, well, I don't know what channel was on, but it was on the Engineers of Sound, and they were interviewing, you know, producers, but also musicians. And you know, those voices, like, you know, as soon as you hear Neil Young, you know it's him. And Adele and all these people who are well-known singers, they may not be, well, Adele's pretty close to perfect, but, you know, some of them are not perfect singers, but they sing with such energy and authentic, like you said, being authentic of who they are, and it comes through and the heart comes through, that's what we resonate, and that's what has made them great singers.
Yes, exactly. And I was just saying that, like you, I've really kept my gathering of people to live and have a beautiful space in Vancouver, BC, where I live. And though people have asked me to do online courses, I made an online course, and it's called Empower Your Voice. And I'm super excited about that. But that's an evergreen course that lives on its own. And so I've never gone into the online space to gather people to me. But these are cruel and unusual circumstances. And it started when I do it twice a week here in Vancouver, on a Tuesday afternoon and a Thursday evening. And it's an 8-week long session, and my 8 weeks weren't finished, and then boom, we were shut down. So overnight I decided to jump onto Zoom and see what could happen in this online space. And it's been really, really interesting, though the technology isn't there. Like, we can't sing, you know, if there's 40 people on a call, we can't sing together. Even 3 people on a call, you can't sing together because there's delays. So everybody does need to be muted. That's where the technology is. And I've been researching to see what is available, but that's it. But yet there's this feeling that happens that we're connected. And specifically the way that I facilitate is I use a lot of traditional chants and really coach people to find the way of opening up their whole being to focus on specific intentions with these chants. And then I pull quite a number of well-known songs just for this purpose, because I feel like there's a whole library. I'd be interested to know what your songs are. There's a whole library of songs that are songs that connect us directly with Source. You know, that you've heard them, you know them, and every time you sing it, you just have that feeling that you're hooked up. So I picked a number of those songs to teach and sing. And then, as my little intro said, I'm a composer. I have many CDs and write a lot of chants and songs myself. So between all of those, there's a feeling that we are connected. And I use that handy dandy chat button, and people speak to what their intentions are. You know, we do some work around calling the fear up, because I think to be at this time, to be, oh, I've got it all together, I don't have anxiety, I don't have fear, I think it's not giving a real credence to what's happening, because the truth is none of us really know. So at one point during each 2-hour session, there's a moment where you really get to feel supported and connected by other women, and be really honest and vulnerable about what's arising for you, and to feel redeemed in actually having those feelings, that you don't have to bury it and fake it and keep it together all the time. And then we use one of the powerful chants to really shift that space. For me, I find that chanting is one of the things that I can do to shift my mindset, you know, within minutes. It's the breathing, it's the slowing down of breath, it's the specific vowels that regulate the nervous system. And these chants are encoded with messages to shift you into specific spaces. And so this is why I felt so passionate to do this. And it's kind of crazy because it's my business, but the message I got was to set a price and then do it by donation, because there's so many people that are going, I don't know if I can feed my kids this month, never mind pay for singing. And it just felt so important to me to offer this to whatever woman wants to come and have some time just for you and cultivate your beautiful voice, and specifically use that voice for healing and for grounding and for releasing any anxiety.
Yes, that's wonderful. I'm just thinking, so because of trying to get voices together, like, you know, on Zoom is hard, although I've seen some things, I think there may be some technology where people do it somehow. Some of them, they're like choirs or orchestras, they record separately together. But it would be nice if there was a technology out there where everybody could be singing and they synced together, so you could hear everybody.
Well, there is technology.
What?
There is technology for working with other musicians or, you know, but that requires that everybody have a direct line into internet and a really good mic. Mm-hmm. And it's a very specific recording technology. It's not the flexibility that we have with Zoom to really interact. But I'm sure that now someone will invent that because that's what's next.
So I would imagine it brings up, brings up a little fear, because if you're having people chant and people are doing it separately, then everybody is listening to you.
No, you have the comfort. It's actually the opposite, because everyone's listening to me. Is that what you mean? That it brings up fear within me or within other people?
Are they chanting too? Or are they chanting at home being muted?
They're chanting at home being muted.
Oh, okay.
yeah. So you're really in the comfort of your own home, and you get to, you know, what's been fun about it is to say, take yourself out of having to perform for anyone, of having to impress anyone or be perfect, and relax into your own vibration and your own sound. And that's when we really start singing. As soon as the focus is out there going, is it good? Did you like it? Was it? So it's been really neat to just witness people feeling safe in their home. It's funny, a lot of people now are bringing their animals, cats and dogs and rabbits, and all these critters are coming to sing.
So is there a time then for people to share so that there's some, you know?
Yes, absolutely. There's several moments where something will happen, and I'll invite people to share with the chat box, and so people can write. And then in this last call, I wrote a little chant about what's happening now, and people really liked that. And I just, whoever wanted to, in their own space, just sang it from where they were. And it was really lovely just to open it up and hear everybody's voices.
Oh, yeah. Great. Well, how about hearing your voice today?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting in my recording studio. And, here's the little, just because this is what I was talking about, here's this little chant that I wrote. And I shared it with people. How I teach really is, I teach in the call and response style. So I call and response it, and people know it. Oh, and then the other thing I do, because I'm a composer, I'm sitting in my studio here, is when you come and sing with me, I send you emails that are, so part of it is you get the Zoom call, and then I send you links to all of the songs that we're singing. I record them here, all the chants we're doing. So people get a chance to sing them and practice them at home. And I'll often take my voice out and just send the track so you can practice singing whatever song we're working on. So the chant that I was doing is called May You Be Blessed. Can you hear my piano over there?
Yes.
Nice. May you have courage, may you be healthy, may everyone thrive in your family, may you be blessed, may you be blessed, may you be blessed. May you find comfort and know you're not alone. Together we are one, the earth our home. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. May you be blessed.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, we need to hear those messages and to sing that to yourself. You know, may I be blessed.
Yeah.
May my family be blessed.
Totally. We bring that through the I and the we. And I think that, you know, I'll tell you a really quick story. I have a degree in music and I studied jazz and I've toured all over the world with all kinds of people. And at that point, I really thought, well, music's a commodity. If I can get really good at it, I'm a really good piano player, really good singer, then I'll be on the radio, I'll make money. Like, that was how I thought of music. And then I had this gig in Japan years ago, and I was playing, all those kinds of songs in this piano bar, and cost $50 to get in the door, and it was quite an enlightening experience, believe me. And I went to Kyoto with a friend of mine who I'd met. And when we walked into this amazing temple in Kyoto, there must have been 5,000 people, and they were chanting fervently, and I could feel it. It was tangible. Something was happening, but I had no clue what. And my friend explained to me that at that time, there had been horrific mudslides in Colombia. And not only were they gathering blankets and money to send to the survivors, but they were chanting to send solace and comfort to the people who were still buried under the mud and the survivors who were trying to get them out. And it was like a light bulb went on in my head, because I understood, as tangibly as a radio signal or a television signal, we create a force with our voice, with our own vibration and our own hearts. And so that's part of my why, is that when we gather and we bring that clear intention of why we're gathering and why we're creating this vibration, I truly believe that you can send this energy all around the world.
Oh, definitely. And there's so much now with the internet, YouTube, Facebook, of people sharing their gifts because they can't go out there and do a concert and make money. And it's beautiful. And I wonder where that might go in the future. Will there always, there is a need to earn money and make a living, and we're all in the same boat, but also just that generosity of spirit of whenever there's been a big catastrophe, there's always some big concert. You know, there was that, there was one on hunger for Africa or something. Mm-hmm. There's been several, and there's some going on now, and that we can watch on TV or on YouTube. And it's a great way to bring comfort to people and to feel that connection. And that's what, and everyone is, you know, is participating in it. And what you're bringing, you know, so there's all sorts of different levels of, it doesn't have to be a famous person doing this, a concert that, you know, I want to go hear Elton John. What you're doing is just as valid, and it's getting people active in singing and chanting and taking that time for themselves. I think this is a great time to be silent and quiet and not do as much. I've actually found myself slow down this week, even though it's not busy, busy, busy like I usually am. Not the whole year. This spring is kind of a nice relaxing time, but I found myself getting a bit too busy for my own good. I think this is a great time to be quiet, silent, grounded, and take things a little easy, do what's important. And what you're offering is singing is a great way to bring people to that place of centeredness, of grounded, of, you know, expressing your voice. And I imagine people coming out of it, just, you know, they are probably energized. And you talked about raising the vibration, and what is going on right now, I think, is there is a lot of vibration in humanity happening. That this is happening for some reason. And, you know, it's hard to know. We don't know where it's going, when it's going to end, what changes are going to happen. What's your thoughts on that? What do you see for yourself moving forward of how this is changing your life?
Well, it's a really big question. I think, you know, from the broad stroke, it's quite interesting seeing a number of people that, I know specifically on Facebook, who are talking about, that there's some sort of a that it's not real, and there's all this conspiracy, and yeah. and it's just really interesting to see where people's minds go. I think the truth of it is that we don't know. Like, that's the truth. We don't know. We haven't seen anything like this before. For me and my meditations, what arises for me is that it's all about the balance of living our life with nature. That if what we heard was true, and it began in Wuhan at one of the wet markets with, you know, those the animals being treated so horrifically, that we have to come into balance with our relationship with animals and with nature. And, you know, this virus accomplished what, you know, so many people were trying to do around climate change, and making indents, but not really. And then all of a sudden the planes are grounded and you can see blue sky again, and you can see the Himalayas, and you can see dolphins and swans on the canals in Venice. And, you know, the earth is talking to us. That's how I feel that in my body. And, you know, for me, I'm okay sitting in the I don't know, because I don't know. When I really open up and ask, what am I to do? I am told you have something that people need. We need to reclaim how we used our voices as a tribe. We used our voices to clear energy, to clear depression, to clear anxiety. We had different names for it. We used our voices to shake loose those things that were getting a hold of us. We used our voices to celebrate whatever shifts there are planetary-wise, in the weather, in the moon, in relationships, to celebrate and ritualize. And we used our voices to sing our own stories and our own individual journeys. And I've been given that purpose. And so what's been important for me is to have the resiliency to not need to say, oh, I do it like this, that's the only way I do it. Like, literally overnight, I went, okay, I do it this way, and I'd never wanted to. So that's one of the big messages, is go with change, move into change. And even if you're scared, you know, my first Zoom call was kind of a disaster because I hadn't figured out that I needed to be plugged directly into the internet. And so I was losing it and dropping out, coming back. And there's just this place is where, you know, we're way beyond perfection. We're really at that point of, how can I personally serve? What's that gift that I can share that assists humanity at this point? And how do I get that gift out to them? And what's interesting, just to complete, is that you talked about, you know, the famous people in their mansions doing their concerts. And you know what? The field has been leveled. Yes. The playing field is leveled. It's like whoever wants to come out and say, okay, I have this for you, is got just as much opportunity.
That's true. And it's a really time that I say, like, to not be so busy and to have the quiet time and to go within to see what's going to resonate with you. You are finding your voice and how you're going to move forward and what's needed. And you're doing it now. You started doing it, and it'll probably develop more and more. And all of us, it's a time to look at our gifts and what do we want to give to the world coming out of this. And so to take that time to reflect, to realize what's important and what gifts you have. We all have gifts, and we all have a story to share. I mean, it's one of the important things. A Woman of Wisdom is a place where women can share their stories, and it's very healing to share to tell your stories and to share them. And it also heals other people hearing your story. And so there's lots of room for us to really, and I don't know, it might be a quantum leap in our evolvement, the human evolvement of raising our vibration and raising our purpose and raising our whole love tone for the earth and for people. And you can feel it. We're not so quiet. You can feel it. You know, I love the quietness. There's times we're a block from kind of a busy street, and there's times I hear cars, but like right now it's quiet. and or across from a schoolyard, the kids aren't in school. And of course, you know, I don't mind the kids that, you know, but grade school kids cannot play without yelling. And it's wonderful to hear, but it also, since they're not there, there's just this beautiful quiet. And so we were out in the backyard and hearing these teeny, teeny birds chirping. Like I look at them, like, where are those birds? And, you know, I can hear birds, but we can hear them more. And so we can just appreciate nature more, and we can get out and walk. I know they closed parks over the Easter weekend, but you can go to the parks. They've just closed parking, so you have to figure it out, you know, how to get to places, and you can get out there and walk and be in nature, which is, I think, a great way to commune with yourself and to find that personal time of what is the message for you now? What is the universe telling us collectively that's going on, but also personally? And when we do it individually and personally, it also adds to the whole collective consciousness.
Yes.
The whole vibration of our planet.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, so it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's like, it's, it really is like Mother Nature said, go to your room and think about it. And one of the things that's been really interesting to me, you know, when embracing change, so to say, okay, so here we are on Zoom, and how do I create that same sense of amazing community? Really, that what's happened in the song circles is lifelong friends and amazing sense of feeling supported. How does that happen in a virtual space? And what I've noticed with some of these specific chants, and I have tracks that I've recorded, is setting an intention before the chant and then responding, and whether that's an inquiry or an intention, and then responding to that at the end. What comes forward for people is this clarity and this deep knowing. And I really love that. I really love inviting up and calling up that space where people know for themselves and they get their own answers.
Yes, and that's why this time is so important, because it is time to go inward and to reflect. And you know, always the answers are within us. Our culture is so out there, you know, it's very, you know, we're also looking for answers outside of ourselves, and we want to be validated, you know, outside of ourselves, and it really comes from within. And so it's a great time to realize that and to not be so in the do mode, but be in the be mode of finding what's true for you inside yourself, and not looking for it outside, because it's not there. It's not outside of you.
No, it's really not. So it's, you know, I felt from that time in Japan, I fell in love with chanting. I had no idea really what it was. And I began with the Japanese Om Myoho Renge Kyo chant, and noticed that for someone with a very busy mind who didn't want to know answers and was always it enabled me to slow it right down and to be able to be with that one focus. And so I started to research which chants were powerful and research the health benefits. And that's something I've been doing for over 20 years. And I recently wrote an article, because it's so easy for me to see an experience, but a lot of times people want proof. And I feel like science has caught up with what I was born knowing. I was just kind of born hearing music in my head, but I really did not know the why. And it's been wonderful to be able to cite all of these examples. For instance, you know, when chanting and being hooked up to different monitors, they're testing for a number of different things. One of the things is a complete shift, hormonal shift, in that the cortisol, the stress hormone, goes down. And the oxytocin and the serotonin, all those feel good, raise up, and that it's proved. You can see it in the measurements of things. And I really love that. I really love that it happens consistently. And it feels like a powerful tool to be able to start understand that you can affect your own state of being, starting from just vibrating, starting from just a vibration in your mouth, that you begin to relax your body. And it's not about being a great singer. It's about being willing to be an instrument and use your vibration and your breath and your sound. One of the chants I just recently made an arrangement of it is Om Namah Shivaya, and that's a really famous, everyone knows that. And when I looked at benefits for that, there was like hundreds of benefits, and the ones that I picked to really focus on is that Om Namah Shivaya is like singing a love song to yourself, and it's all about shaping the vowels so that you can feel them in your body. The other thing is it's measurable, that when you chant that song, your blood pressure goes down, your heart rate goes down. It's measurable. And then the other thing that I really liked about that, because all of us are hanging in our houses, is it's as effective as sage. Sage actually has an effect on clearing your house when you smudge. And so does this chant. So that's the recent chant that I've been working on and recording here in my studio. And it's been fun to have a group of people to just try out the different arrangements and then come up with one that works.
Yeah, and it reminds me of, it seems like a great avenue to release that anxiety. I mean, because it really goes, at the first couple of weeks, you could feel that anxiety and that unknown and, oh my God, what's happening? And it was, you know, shock to our system. And people talk about being like, you know, the five stages of death that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross has talked about. And then I sort of settled down and grounding myself and being centered. But I still, once in a while, there's a day where I can just feel that. It's kind of like feeling the collective grief that's going on. And you read something and just, oh, you know, what? And some of us are very privileged of we have to stay in a nice home. And I have a backyard, and actually with an alley entrance that I could actually have people over in my backyard and, you know, one person. And safely, and yet there are people out there that are risking their lives, they're being the ones that are serving the, you know, whether it's the medical workers or it's the grocery store clerks or it's the delivery for our groceries, and the danger that, you know, they're risking their lives, and you start reading that, you can just get overwhelmed. And so sometimes, you know, we just get overwhelmed and we get anxious, and when is this going to end? And when they do open it up, what's going to happen when they open up businesses again? Is it going to, the illness, the virus going to come back and hit us in the face again? And so all those things that are unknown just creates that anxiety. So what you're talking about in that music is, you know, allowing your, you know, feeling that vibration of calming into your cellular structure, and the chanting or however you use your voice to bring in that calm energy, to bring in a resonance of peace and love, will help you go through your day and help deal with anxiety. Because anxiety will also bring back, even if you're not exposed to COVID and come down with the coronavirus or come down with COVID-19, there's all sorts of flus, and you know, it's allergy season too. And so it's very easy to get ill and being in stress and anxiety. So in what you're doing and bringing the energy of music can help alleviate, you know, getting sick.
Yeah, it's true. And there are specific songs and chants that is all about raising the energy of the immune system. You know, for me, as I mentioned before, it's never about faking anything, like covering up, oh, I'm going to be all happy. And it's really about calling out what's there. And one of the things I like to do, you know, if you close your eyes just for a moment and you visualize your whole body and your whole nervous system, and if you can see the places, just imagine that you can see the places where you're holding physical energy. You know it because there's pain, and places where you're holding anxiousness, you're contracted. And when you can visualize that, I start to bring in this really simple you're making a humming sound and your lips are lightly shut. And as you make that humming sound, you're visualizing pouring light in from the top of your head. Want to do it just for a minute, just for fun? Okay, here we go. So the first thing is you're going to visualize any places in your body where you're holding stress. It can be physical stress if you have a tight neck or tight shoulder, and you're just going to let your body squirm and move and open just a little bit to release. You're going to take a couple of breaths in through your nose, into your belly, and just release them with a big sigh. Here's one. Ah. Well, let's do three. Ah, yeah, beautiful. And one more. Ah, and as soon as you start releasing your breath, oftentimes you yawn, which is great. So much of this is perfect. It's beautiful because you're actually saying to your body, you can relax enough now to reoxygenate. In this moment, you're safe. And when you envision, you can turn. You know, often people tell me those spots are red or dark brown, or where you're holding physical energy that's tension, and where you're holding emotional energy that's constricted. And you don't try to make them go away. You just notice them and send some love that direction. And then you start to breathe in through your nose and make a humming sound. And I envision that I have a tennis ball's worth of space in my jaw. I can feel my lips vibrating, my nose, my cheeks. Singers call this the mask. And this is the whole area that vibrates when we bring our sound forward. So just go ahead and let's make a couple of those sounds together. Don't be surprised if you feel your lips start to get tingly. Here we go. Imagine that you're pouring in through the top of your head. You're pouring in some light. Today in Vancouver, the sun's out. You're pouring in your personal sun in the top of your head. And as that light starts to move through your body, when you hum, that light is accessing your cells. It's opening up. It's smiling into each cell. And it's assisting you to release any of those places that you've seen as being held. And that energy is starting to run down. That color is starting to run down your arms and your legs and being released out your hands and out your feet. Let's do a few more. You don't have to try. You're already doing it. It's perfect. One more time, bringing your attention to those places you've identified as physical stress, emotional stress, and really see that energy melting and moving as that light you're vibrating moves on a cellular level. Let's do two more just to clear it and cleanse it and letting your own sound and your own vibration heal you. And what you can play with is a secret smile. You can play with imagining that tennis ball in your mouth, getting just a bit bigger so you are at your optimum vibration. And when you're ready to take a breath, have a little stretch. Tell me how you feel.
I know. I was really working on my throat, my neck, because I've had a sore throat for so long with the allergies. And so maybe that will help me get through the day.
Emotionally, how do you feel? Did you have a little moment of relaxing?
Yeah. I can feel it resting a little bit.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, this has been wonderful. So I would love for you to give information. How can people find your chanting circles if they want to sign up for it?
Yeah, well, I've been masterminding a new website and it's just about ready. So I'm not going to tell you to go to julieblue.com, which would be the obvious way. But what I am going to do, Chris, is when we get off the line, I'm going to send you a link. And I'm doing an April online, and then it seems like we're going to be hanging out one more month in May, so I'll do a May online. You can still jump on and be part of the call. So I will send you that link just as soon as we get off the phone if you want to post that up for people.
And yeah, I'll post it on the YouTube and the page, and so people can access
it. And as I said, there's a suggestive price, but this time around, I am called to open it up and say, come and see how singing and chanting can uplift you. Hey, I have a question for you, which is, I told you this time I was doing more well-known songs. And this is for other people who are watching too. I want to know your opinion. So if you were going to come do this, you get to either come about two times a week. It's Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 3 and Thursday evening from 7 to 9. Or you can just come once a week, whatever works. And I want to sing these songs with you that are songs that have found their way to the collective human unconscious, that are songs that hook us directly up to source, the songs that represent specific things. Let's play a little bit, Chris, and I'd love to know what are some of those songs for you?
Oh, you know, I am terrible of coming up with names in the spur of the moment.
Oh, no worries. Is there any song that you think of that you're like, oh yeah, we use that at that movement. Everybody knows that. Like, I'll give you an example. One of the songs is John Lennon's Imagine. Mm-hmm. Everyone just, it's just one of those songs. I remember there was a terrible bombing in France just a few years ago, and this guy got on his bicycle and towed his grand piano to the spot and sat down and played that song. And that song has just somehow represented peace for everyone. So that's one of the songs that I picked. I just wondered if you had any recently. I've just been asking people, what are the songs that represent this evolution? Because that's really what we're talking about. You know, you asked me, where are we going with this? And what I want to say is we're evolving and we're calling up all the tools that we have. Look at all of us. Now we're asked to come into our pods, either our blood family or our chosen family, and learn how to live together within a pod, learn how to resolve ourselves within a small group, or learn how to really live with yourself. We're asked to come into a harmonious place with nature, and we're asked to be able to find some harmony with ourselves and not be jumping on a plane and not be running here and there, which we're so used to.
Yeah. So yeah. There's a couple chants that come to mind, just like through with Woman of Wisdom and Woman Summer Solstice, and probably many people know these songs, have been in women's groups. There's the I think, trust my voice of singing it. It's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. So that's one you just keep singing.
I love that. Oh, trust your voice.
Yeah, and then there's the changes. You know, she changes everything she touches, and everything she touches changes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of really great chants from the women's movement and the sort of the spiritual women's movement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some great ones. Some of the ones that people have been telling me are Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
People love that. And Stand By Me is one of those ones that whenever you hear it, you're just like, yeah. The Rose, that there is a tender bloom under that snow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a whole list of them. So I'm looking forward to hearing what other people's songs are. Well, it's been great to talk to you, Chris.
Yes, thank you so much, and for sharing your gifts and getting me singing on the show. That's a first.
It's natural. It's what we do.
Yes. So I send you best wishes of staying healthy and your well-being and bringing your gifts of song and chant to the world.
Thank you, Chris. I'm going to send you a little email when we get off, and I send you the same. And one of the things for sore throats that sometimes singers use is you can get the zinc tablets.
Yeah, I know.
Vitamin C. Are you doing those?
Yeah, I have the zinc tablets.
Does that help?
Yeah, it helps. Whenever I start to get a cold, I use zinc all the time. I like the ones that you dissolve in your mouth. But also, I've been doing apple cider vinegar and honey in hot water.
That works. Yeah. That was my next go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing that a lot. I had to have the neighbors go get honey for me.
Excellent. Well, we be well, and let's hope we're in touch with each other sooner than our last gap.
That's true. Okay. Bye now.
Bye, Chris. Bye for now.